I lost both of them, quote unquote, lost both of those relationships. Well, not relationships, but I lost both women on the same day. I lost my ex in the sense that she had come back, she'd come home, she'd come to Barbados, and then she was now going back to her country after spending about 3 months with me. So she's going back. So I'm brokenhearted over that. But I also lost my girlfriend at that same time because she had a conscience. She got a conscience. She felt that she couldn't do this anymore.
You're listening to The Wet Spot, hosted by Passion Poet. A safe space for our tears, sweat, and sexuality.
Passionate Words Editing Services is a one-stop shop for all your editorial and authorial needs. We take your book from conception to completion, holding your hand all along the way. We provide manuscript preparation, several levels of editing, book formatting and typesetting, including cover design. And we even assist you in uploading your finished book to Amazon. At Passionate Words, we do believe that words are a writer's currency. Let us help you spend yours wisely. Contact us today on Instagram at passionate.words.editing or by email at passionatewordsediting@gmail.com and let us start you on your journey today. Do you want to become a sponsor of The Wet Spot or to donate to help The Wet Spot go further? Well, here's how you can do it. If you want to become a sponsor of an episode or several episodes, you can hit me up at The Wet Spot Podcast, one word, The Wet Spot Podcast @gmail.com, and we can discuss how you can become a sponsor. If you want to donate a love offering or some just a gift to the Erotic Empire and The Wet Spot itself, hit me up in my PayPal. Just send something to paypal.me. That's paypal.me/eroticempire. One word, paypal.me/eroticempire. And just give a love donation. I would really appreciate it. And that will help The Wet Spot and The Erotic Empire go so much further. So thank you so much. And let's get wet. Are you ready to get wet? Welcome to the Wet Spot poetry segment. Let my voice touch you in ways that will make you curl and go, Yes, let's get wet. Essence. Sweet angel essence coating eager tongue, dripping honey slipping down the throat, evoking moaning incantations to all the elder gods. Desire is the fire that molds us. And I close my eyes, feeling spirit rise and float into atmosphere. I swear I can see clearly now. Experiencing rapture too resplendent for human sight, images burn behind retinas, exploring realms of sensuality, all focused on the taste of you. No words necessary to tell the tales of longing. No sounds needed to explain the electricity between us. I seek the center of the fount of you, bowing head in reverence, taking again the holy sacrament. Your essence washes over me, baptizing us as fingers dip, stirring heat from deep within, causing fires to burn bright, setting the need to be filled alight as eyes sparkle in the dimness of the room. Our spirits melt into each other, merging in otherworldly abandon. Honey-coated finger slips first into soaking lips, then raised in offering, proffering your essence towards me. I willingly taste the divine from extending digit before seeking again the source, questing tongue, delving deep into sweet angel essence, coating eager tongue. Dripping honey slipping down throat, evoking moaning incantations to all the elder gods. Desire is the fire that molds us. And I close my eyes, feeling spirit rise and float into atmosphere. I swear I can see clearly. Welcome to the Wet Spot interview section, where we expertly marry erotica and education. We connect with awesome people who have awesome stories. Let's get wet and get deep. Welcome to the Wet Spot. This is Passion Point, and this is a solo session. This is a solo session. I don't have anyone to interview this week, so I was trying to figure out what I could talk about. And a meme passed my Instagram yesterday. If it was a video podcast, I would show you a screenshot. It was basically, there are two doors. One represents open relationships or poly relationships. And the next represents cheating. Both doors are open. But the open relationship / poly relationship door is empty. There's no one going in or out. The cheating relationship door, however, has a stampede of people trying to get in. And it made me think. Basically, this is saying that people would rather cheat than be in an open / poly relationship. And I always wondered why that is. So I put it to my naughty polls. It is on the stories. At the time of this recording, it is live. So if you listen to this during any time on Sunday morning, you should go over and give your thoughts to my naughty polls on my Instagram at the.wet.spot.podcast. That's the Wet Spot Podcast. Wet has two T's, and each word has a period between each word. You should go and give your thoughts. What I'll do, since the naughty polls are only open for 24 hours, I'll actually post the meme on the page itself. So if you're listening to this after 24 hours have passed, go onto the page. I'll actually post it onto the page, and you can leave your comments there. But I posted that asking the members of my community to weigh in on that topic. Why is it that people would rather cheat than be in an open relationship. One girl said, well, cheating is disrespectful. I totally agree. But general consensus was that people want what they can't have. And when things are too easily accessible, it's no fun. You know, so that's the general consensus of the few people who've responded to the post so far. In different ways, they're saying the thrill of the forbidden is why people rather cheat than be in an open relationship where people are, where everybody knows what's happening. In my own experience, I've borne that out to be true. I've borne that out to be true in my own experience. I have had many situations where I've gotten involved with someone. I'm in an open relationship, have been for the last two long-term relationships, my last two long-term relationships, the one I'm in now and the one before, have been open / poly. And the one I've been in, the first time I was in that dynamic was with my ex-wife, with my last ex-wife. And it always used to boggle me that I would talk to someone, they would get to a certain level, there would be a sense of, yeah, I like you, and that kind of stuff. And once, it's different from just a flirt and a move on. You know, there's a potential there. You can see that this could be a long-term thing. So when I get to that point, you know, I'm like, okay, time to meet the wife. I'm like, okay, time to meet the wife. And when I'm like, because of course, sometimes they didn't believe me when I said that it was open, you know. But every single time, there would be this shock. There would be this backpedaling kind of thing going on. And I'm like, but you knew what you were getting. No, they didn't. They don't want to meet the wife. They don't want to meet the wife. For the people that actually did, my wife at the time was a long distance relationship. She lived in another island. So it boiled down to a Facebook message, a Facebook call, that kind of thing. And she and I used to laugh and joke that she'd be answering the same questions over and over and over again, to the point where we said, you know what, we should make a recording. We should make a recording and so that she won't have to stop what she's doing all the time to answer these same questions over and over again. Yes, he's in a relationship. No, he is not cheating. Yes, I know about the two of you. No, it does not bother me. Yes, you can fuck him. I mean, I mean, those kinds of questions that happened, that, like, the ones that did come up, you know, the ones that were brave enough to actually have the conversation with her, she was always answering the same questions. And we were laughing, saying we should do this recording so that when we get to our stage of saying it's time to meet the wife, I just need to play the recording. You know, we are no longer together. But but for me, I found that it was like people, like I said, I wondered if it was people were being afraid. But it really made sense. Those who answered the poll and they said, It's the thrill of the forbidden. It's the thrill of doing something that you're not supposed to do. It's the thrill of being the other woman. In one or two instances, people felt that they were, that they had the, that they were, they had the potential of taking me from my partner, which wasn't going to happen, right? Which wasn't going to happen because I have multiple love interests does not mean that I'm not committed. And this is the thing, another thing about this, that I, you know, that I, that now that we're talking about it, I was like, I had a one conversation with somebody who was convinced, that I should drop my wife and be with her. And I was like, no. At the point in time, and I could genuinely say I love you, yeah, okay, and you are seeing parts of my relationship that you can see that I could do better because I'm not, my wife wasn't giving me everything I needed, but that's why you're here. Because as I'm not monogamous, I'm not having to force everything in that I need, squeeze everything that I need out of one person, right? Because it's impossible. I saw an Instagram or TikTok, I think it was a TikTok, where the woman was basically saying, you want, you know, that she's basically saying that her man don't have to go anywhere. She can be all things to him. Oh, you want a Nigerian? You want to fuck a Nigerian? Her voice changed and she became, had a Nigerian accent. You wanna fuck a Latino? And so her thing is that she is going to do and be everything that she can be for her man. You know what? That could work. Role playing does help. And becoming, doing the sexy games and pretending to be strangers and picking her up at a bar and all those things could be real fun. But you know what I mean? Like, so she's basically pretending to be chocolate when she's vanilla. Or, you know, in terms of the fact you want ice cream, you want a flavor of ice cream, you want a different flavor of ice cream. And so she's going to pretend to be that flavor for you. But, I mean, there's always the need for the real thing. I will just say, I mean, not everybody is mature enough for an open relationship. Not everybody is open or mature enough for poly. Polyandry is polyandry, polygamy, all the polyamorous relationships. Multiple partners is not easy. It's not. Because everybody associates multiple partners with sex. But it's so not. I had a conversation with one of my subs who's actually having a conversation. She was telling me about a new relationship that she was in. Or you know, some girl that she's interested in and who's interested in her. And she was telling me, you know, like how the girl was reacting or acting out because she wasn't getting her way. Long story short, without getting into details, she wanted my sub to spend time with her. But there were plans afoot. Like there was an event that she wanted to go to, that my sub wanted to go to. And because things were she wasn't unable, she was unable to give an answer right then because she didn't have all the information that she needed because she had plans for the evening. And her, you know, her person basically was becoming a brat about it. And she was like, but wait, are you being a brat because I said I would not give you, I can't give you an answer right now? And long story short, right, the fact is, they talked it out, and the partner realized that there, you know, that she needed to give way. Now, what it was, my sub, she actually had to, she said she had to step back and like analyze the situation. And, you know, she wanted to just clap back in her feelings as well and clap back. And she didn't. She sat down. She's analyzed it. She said, you know what? I acknowledge how you feel, kind of thing. I acknowledge how you feel. I understand. But this is what the situation actually is. Because maybe you don't understand what is going on every single. Maybe you don't have all the picture. So let me inform you. And she sat there and she explained. And the partner was like, oh, okay. I thought this, I thought that. And so, you know, things got resolved. I when she was telling me that story, all I could do is laugh. Like, not laugh, but I was like, yes. And she asked me what happened. She heard my reaction. And I said, you know, and it was like, well, people think of open relationships all the time and just think of, well, sex, 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 sex. But this is what I personally call open relationships and non-monogamous relationships. I always call them relationship management. Relationship management is what I, is a term that I coin for any non-monogamous relationship, because, and to be honest, it really and truly, you should manage your monogamous relationships as well. But I find that you have to manage, like, people don't recognize how unsexy non-monogamy can be, because every person who is uninitiated associates it with sex. You are managing people's emotions. You are managing, and you, in a monogamous relationship, you're managing one person's emotions. In non-monogamy, you have to manage multiple people's emotions. And that is not always easy. That is so not always easy, right? So, and then, you know, depending on your dynamic, right? You know, it gets harder depending on your dynamics at times, because, you know what I mean? Like, for me, I find because everybody that I really feel that sort of closeness to, every one of them is overseas, which means I have to manage conversations and everything on my phone, on my device. Well, what that makes it easy in a sense to have multiple conversations at once, and it sometimes makes it easy to curate and manage relationships, because I don't, it's not a physical, each one can get me, because I don't, I literally can be in multiple places at one time because of my device, because of it being virtual connection. However, you have to be another layer on top of that if you're dealing with physical location, because I can only be one place at one time. So there's multiple expectations that need to be, it's not sexy, people. It is work. It is relationship management. That's why I call it that. And when I thought about that, I said, you know, and I laughed and I said, this is what, you know, I thought about this. This is relationship management. What you just did, you sat there and you analyzed the situation, had to come up with a solution and to make her feel comfortable. even although, you know, your first reaction is to clap back and be like, and don't care about, you know, fuck your feelings, because, you know. So I'm just like, all of that is to say that cheating is wrong. Cheating is disrespectful, as was said in one of my polls, like I said earlier. Cheating is destructive. But I find that people are more accustomed to cheating, right? The idea that people can love multiple people is so foreign to a society that has deified monogamy as the only way for such a long time, has made it a sense of its law. It's actually law. Monogamy is actually law. Like, you can't marry two people at one time. Not in this culture. Not in Western culture. If you marry two people, if you marry somebody who's all, and you're already married to somebody else, it's actually called bigamy and it's actually against the law. Now, truth be told, any lawyers that are around can actually ask me, can actually message me and ask, why is the law? Why? Like, why? From a legal standpoint, and this is being me being a non-lawyer, back in the industrial age when monogamy became, from what I read in certain books, monogamy became sort of accepted I think around the industrial age, where government wanted to start taxing units, household units. So the household unit became the major, like, I'm speaking under correction, right? But I'm like, if I remember correctly, you had one husband, one wife, one child, multiple children, whatever, but husband, wife, child in one unit called the household. That household can be taxed, right? So getting married is a legal construct. People put it to the religious and the social, you know, you're going, you're marrying a church and you got all these big law, you know. But seriously, you strip all that aside, it is a legal construct. And it's, you will know how much a legal construct it is when you're looking to get a divorce and you gotta hire a lawyer for thousands of dollars to get out of a contract that you have signed that costs like $100 to get into. Yeah, I know. I did it twice. But yeah, the thing about it, like I said, but cheating is something that people like the thrill of being the outside woman. People like the challenge of feeling that they can get away with stuff and the wife don't know, the girlfriend don't know. People feel the rush and the challenge of seeing if they could take away this man or this woman. And when things are, and I love that answer that came up in my naughty polls. That answer where she said, when things come too easily, it isn't fun. So the idea of a poly relationship turns off some people because they think it's, you know, because there's no way for you to steal me away from my partner, because she already know. Not only she already know, but 99% of the time she's encouraging me to tell, you know, she's encouraging me to talk to you, encouraging me to explore with you. So the idea of it being forbidden has been taken away. The idea of it being something that is done in the sly has been taken away, and thus the thrill of it. I remember having a girlfriend while married to my ex. And because my ex was in another island, like I said before, my girlfriend here and I were like, everything was cool. Now, she didn't run. She didn't run when I said time to meet the wife. She didn't run. She actually became friends with my ex. Until my ex came home from overseas to come visit. And she was no longer a disembodied voice on the phone. When she came home, and, you know, like when she came home, it was like if my girlfriend, like, I don't know, she'd get a conscience at that point in time. Like, this is a real person. I can't do this. This is a real person. And I was like, but yeah, he's a real person. What did you expect? I rigged a voice on the phone for you. You know, I don't have anything to hide. I don't hide anything. I'm not lying to you, right? So everything is, but yeah, I mean, the fact, listen, that that hurt, right? When I lost both of them, quote unquote, lost both of those relationships, well, not relationships, but I lost both women on the same day. I lost my ex in the sense that she'd come home, she'd come to Barbados, and then she was now going back to her country after spending about 3 months with me. So she's going back. So I'm brokenhearted over that. But I also lost my girlfriend at that same time, because she had a conscience. She got a conscience. She felt that she couldn't do this anymore. And when I reached out, I mean, ironically, she was with me at the airport watching my, you know, saying goodbye to my wife, you know, and then we were supposed to come over to my apartment and spend some time just, you know, honestly, I'm brokenhearted. I'm looking for her to give me comfort. Not necessarily sex, although, yeah, I wanted that too, but it was that was the plan, for just there to be a sense of comfort. And, you know, we did spend a couple hours together. And when it was time to, and I was starting to get, okay, you know, I wanted to get some. She up and left, and basically, you know, she ended the relationship. She ended the relationship with, she can't do this no more. She feels guilty. And I'm like, what the hell are you guilty about? Like, you had the whole conversation with the girl for months, and, you know, but it made it too real for her. And of course, also she had some, and also she felt this conflict, and she wanted to go back to church. And that's another topic. But I, you know, like people, where something seemed to be wrong with me, where it seemed like everybody, when they, by the time they get to me, they're getting the morals back. But they get a chance to play around with everybody else. And when I'm looking to, when I want to play, they suddenly get the morals back and I'm left out in the cold, right? But, you know, I'm like, I don't get it. But like, going back to the original concept of the conversation that I've had, like, you know, like, why? I'm still trying to figure this out. Like, I believe that the answer has come from that poll. Yes, so this is my question. What do you think about open relationships? What do you think about cheating? Do you think that open relationships are easier? Do you think that people cheat because they like the thrill of it? You know, what's your thought? You can check me on Instagram, you can check me on emails. The Wet Spot Podcast at gmail.com. Or just shout me. Whenever you see me online, just shout me, answer this question for me, and we might have a follow-up episode on it. So this has been a solo session with Passion Point. This has been The Wet Spot, a solo session without someone to interview. Stay tuned, there will be more. I have some great stuff lined up. But yeah, so if you yourself want to be on the show, you can also use those same methods to contact me. You can use those same methods to contact me and tell me you want to be on the show. I've seen a couple podcasts do a Google form, which I thought was a really good idea, you know. So I might actually create a Google form. And if you want to be on the show, you can check the Google form and just fill it out, and we will go from there. So I can work on that, you know, always try to find something that is innovative, something different that is going to be able to hook your audience, connect with your people. So yeah, if you want to be on the show as well, you can shout me. Again, also there's the idea of sponsoring an episode. Most episodes are sponsored by my company, Passionate Words Editing Services, but that's actually a placeholder. Your ad could be there. Your ad could be there, especially if you are an erotic writer. Hell, who knows? If you got OnlyFans and you want people to know about it, you could put the little spot. You could get the 60, the 30 second spot. Now you won't got in the video, so you would have to find a way, and I could help you craft your ad as well. All right, so we are gonna end the show, and this has been Passion Point for the first solo session in a long time. And we're looking forward to next week's episode. Like I say, if you have a business, a sensual, anything to do with sensuality or sex, a business, an erotic writer, you sell sex toys, you have OnlyFans, anything that you want to push, we can discuss. And like I said, you can also just check out the page, check out the DMs to drop your comments on the topic. But yeah, that's pretty much it. And we will see you next week for another episode. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Wet Spot. I have been your host, Passion Poet. You can find me on Instagram at bajan.passionpoet. That's B-A-J-A-N dot P-A-S-S-I-O-N-P-O-E-T. You can also find us at The Wet Spot Podcast. That's wet with two T's. The dot wet with two T's dot spot dot podcast. Also on Instagram. Don't forget to sign up to our mailing list and check out the other episodes. Thank you once again. Let's get wet.